A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A special hour, the Salt Lake City protests. City protests.
And the police response.
With David Dujanovic.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has a new problem on our hands this morning. We haven't even cleaned up all the graffiti and destruction in downtown Salt Lake City. And the state's largest police union is slamming her for hanging officers who responded to the protest on Saturday, hanging them out to dry. Dave, police officers, and a lot of us saw it happening on our freeways and our streets. They raced from other departments into the city to help Salt Lake City PD regain control of the chaos that was going on and the vandalism and the crime. And now the mayor is calling for protesters to file complaints against the officers.
Yeah, that is a tough pill to swallow, I know, from the police officers. And my daughter was driving home from St. George, and she couldn't figure out what was going on because there were just sirens and cops racing into Salt Lake, you know, by the dozens, just one after the other. And Debbie, this letter from the Fraternal Order of Police was scathing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a live interview in just a moment with the police union to see if they can mend fences before the city has another protest.
My understanding is another protest is on tap for tonight. We're going to talk more about that throughout the show. 4,000 police officers belong to the Fraternal Order of Police. This is no small police organization. This is a union that has been around for decades. Now, police departments across the state traditionally send in help. And this isn't unusual, but this was certainly an unusual event. And they didn't hesitate. And they helped restore calm Saturday night, backing Salt Lake City PD as they dispersed the crowd throughout the evening. But here's what got the FOP incensed. It's what happened on Sunday morning when they woke up to the mayor of Salt Lake City calling on protesters to initiate complaints against the cops.
Following yesterday's events, I've asked Chief Brown for a thorough after-action review of our police department's response to protesters. If you were downtown yesterday and you believe that there were any incidents of inappropriate use of force, I ask that you file a complaint. You can do that through the web, email, phone, and the reports can be anonymous. There is no wrong way to make a complaint.
There were a lot of people I know, and myself included, that were taken back by those statements. I just had seen hundreds and hundreds and perhaps thousands of cops. Everyone called in all at once. And now the mayor asking for complaints. That felt very, very odd.
And we're going to have her on the line at 9:35 to explain. And we'll also ask her, will she make an apology to the FOP for those words you just heard? So in that letter, the FOP says that the mayor is on a fishing expedition for complaints against cops. And they accuse her of hiding behind Zoom calls on Saturday as the city was in chaos. And quote, this is a quote from the letter, Dave. Maybe if Mayor Mendenhall had actually stood on the street with officers, many of whom are not her employees, but showed up to collect stitches instead of paychecks, she would be more concerned with the human costs than the political ones.
It has been extremely difficult for me to listen to the mayor talk about cleaning up paint and broken glass. This riot wasn't a little paint and broken glass. This was anarchy. And law enforcement was put in a terrible situation to try to rein in this mob. I mean, you can call it a protest, but once you start destroying and attacking each other, you're a mob.
We've got the president of the Utah State Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police live on the line. Brent Jex, good morning.
Hey, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you this right out of the gates. Do police officers feel used by the mayor of Salt Lake City?
Absolutely. You figure these officers, many of whom, watching the video, it was actually the first time since I retired that I really wanted to get back into it. But you see on-duty officers, responding throughout the county, through neighboring counties. You saw off-duty guys that they left their families, they left barbecues, they left everything to rush down there. And you know what? They would do it again and again, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what complaints come in from this mob. They're going to do it again and again. You know, we watched troopers without any riot gear come down the steps to defend the Capitol and to stand there stoically. I mean, it was a remarkable scene to see the sacrifices that were made, not just by the officers that responded, but by the concerned and really kind of devastated families that were left behind. You know, as they watched all of this unfold with their loved ones on the front line and seeing all of the violence by the mob and like Dave said, the anarchists, and for these families that were left behind to deal with this, and then this is what everybody wakes up to. You know, it's a slap in the face.
President of the Utah State Lodge of the FOP, Brent Jex, joining us now. And in your letter, you were extremely critical, and by name, of Mayor Mendenhall. What was it specifically that the mayor did not do right, in your opinion?
Well, in our opinion, it should have been the recognition of the sacrifice of the officers. Look, there were 21, by our latest count, officers that needed medical treatment that reported it. I know that there were other officers that received injuries that didn't report it because they wanted to stay in the fight. They didn't want to give up. Really, just a little bit of appreciation from her would have been nice, rather than trying to capitulate to whatever propaganda machine that she seems to be wanting to report to. Just a little bit of gratitude for the sacrifices made. That's, we don't ask for much. Just not a slap in the face after everything that was given.
Do you think that her words will stop police in the future from responding so quickly to Salt Lake City PD's call for help? Other officers from other jurisdictions from racing in the way they did on Saturday night?
Not at all. Not at all. Because that's not what we're in it for. We don't gauge it by what people think of us. I mean, if we wanted to be liked by everyone, we would have been firemen. Cops are going to race in there again because we've got brothers and sisters in Salt Lake City, and we're not going to leave them hanging, plain and simple. Regardless of how the mayor feels about us, you know, it doesn't matter what politicians feel about us. We're not there for the politicians. We're there for the citizens. We're there for our brothers and sisters in Salt Lake City, and plain and simple, that's just how it is.
Does she owe the police an apology?
I think so. Now, to be clear, she doesn't owe the FOP an apology. She owes the officers that were down there. She owes their families an apology for not prioritizing them over anarchists. That's where the apology needs to come from. And you know, we're willing to move past it. There are bigger things at issue. We've already had discussions with the NAACP on this whole issue. If she wants solutions, then we're there for solutions. If she wants headlines, then she's doing a great job on that herself.
Are you suggesting then, Brent, that she should not have called for complaints against police officers in her press conference on Sunday morning? Did she not have any reason to call for complaints?
Well, I think a lot of it's in the wording. You know, if she wanted to truly solicit any wrongdoings or anything by anybody, then she should have asked anybody that witnessed a crime to report that. And police brutality is a crime. You know, we're seeing evidence of that in Minnesota. That officer is rightly being charged and held for that. But that's not what she asked for. She asked for anybody to believe that police acted irresponsibly or that were aggressive in a riot, you know, to report that. She didn't ask officers, hey, if you recognize somebody, please let me know so that we can go after those that completely destroyed our city. That's not what she asked for. So there are ways to ask for it, and she just failed on that.
Brent Jex, thank you so much for joining us. He's the president of the Utah State Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police. And we will get a chance in the very next segment to let Mayor Mendenhall respond to this harsh criticism from the FOP.
Straight ahead, as you said, Dave, Mayor Erin Mendenhall dialing into the show will join us live. We'll ask her, will she apologize to the police officers who responded, who she asked for specific complaints about? Will she heed the FOP's letter and take it seriously moving forward? We're going to ask her all those questions when the Dave and Dujanovic show continues. It's 9:29. We're back after news, traffic, and weather.
Dave and Dujanovic. The Salt Lake City protests and the police response on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall owes police officers who raced to the protest in downtown on Saturday an apology. The Utah Fraternal Order of Police, the state's largest police union, made up of 4,000 members, calling for that just moments ago right here on the David Dujanovic Show. After they blasted her over the weekend in a letter for spending the morning after the protest on a Zoom press conference asking for complaints against cops who responded.
And Mayor Erin Mendenhall will join us in just a minute to give us her side. She called her response to the protests calculated and strategic. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to find out if she thinks she miscalculated as the protests turned violent.
We just heard, Dave, moments ago from the president of the Utah Fraternal Order of Police. His name is Brent Jex. He called into the show, and we asked him specifically what FOP thought the mayor did wrong.
Well, in our opinion, it should have been the recognition of the sacrifice of the officers. Look, there were 21, by our latest count, officers that needed medical treatment that reported it. I know that there were other officers that received injuries that didn't report it because they wanted to stay in the fight. They didn't want to give up. Really, just a little bit of appreciation from her would have been nice, rather than trying to capitulate to whatever propaganda machine that she seems to be wanting to report to.
And Debbie, this is why I think it's so important to hear from Mayor Mendenhall. I mean, as a first-term mayor, I can't think of a more difficult situation that she's been thrown into with COVID, with schools shutting down, with the riots. I mean, this has been incredible. So let's turn straight to her. And Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. But you are facing some stark criticism from FOP. They say you're fishing for complaints against police. Are you?
Let me reiterate what I've said in media interviews and in statements since Saturday, that our Salt Lake City Police Department has done an incredible job, and they did an amazing job that night of keeping the peace alongside dozens of other agencies. In my time, my 7 years of serving Salt Lake City, I've seen these officers serve our community without hesitation, without complaint. I've heard the insults that have been hurled at them and the literal items and objects that have been hurled at them and hit. I've seen violence directed at them, and they continue to strive to serve and protect. I'm incredibly grateful for their professionalism, particularly as we watch what's unfurled across our nation. I thanked our officers at shift changes yesterday, and I've continuously expressed my gratitude through the media. But if there's any police officer who took my words for criticism against their actions on Saturday night, then I am sincerely sorry. My sole intention was and still is to make sure that the public knows that Salt Lake City Police are here to protect and serve, and our department is willing to hear from the public in a spirit of transparency. It's not about taking sides with the protesters or soliciting criticism of our officers. It's about running a department that's accountable and transparent, and that's something we've always strived to be.
Mayor of Salt Lake City Erin Mendenhall jumping on the line with us live after she's faced some harsh criticism for the 4,000-member Fraternal Order of Police organization for calling on complaints from protesters to call in complaints on cops at the protest from Saturday. So I guess in fairness to the FOP, Mayor, it just seems as though here you are calling for complaints against the officers. And I watched your press conference yesterday morning after the quiet had taken over the city streets finally, and it was as though you were calling on complaints for against the police officers. But where were your call for complaints against, you know, tips for those people who had caused arson in the streets, had beat police, had, you know, tagged buildings and destroyed our iconic state capitol? I did not hear you call for action with those particular issues. Where are your calls for action there?
Well, I appreciate that feedback, and I have obviously been receiving that as well. And if there was some assertion that we didn't want information about the destruction that's taken place or the investigations that are unfolding right now around that, that is a pretty sad misunderstanding, and I apologize if that's the way it was taken. When I call for transparency, it's that we should not be afraid of how our people acted. And I want to be very clear. The assertion that transparency and accountability is counter to supporting our police is a false choice. And it's really actually, it's at the root of why our nation has erupted in protest. Transparency is the best way for us to support our officers. I have absolute confidence that Salt Lake City Police Department does and will continue to learn from any mistakes. And we are always working to evolve our organization. That's why we have had in place for years the normal mechanisms that anyone can report anything that they perceive to be an inappropriate use of force. This isn't something we invented over the weekend. It's the way our department operates. It's something Chief Brown wants, and I'm confident that our entire police department embraces the values of transparency and accountability.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is joining us now, and Mayor, I am very appreciative of you joining us, and I think that is the very transparency you're talking about, answering questions. And as we've been trying to unpack a lot of what has happened, you said the decision was calculated and strategic, that you could clean up, paint, and replace windows. Mm-hmm. But from what we were seeing on Saturday, it was so much more than just a little paint and broken windows. We were a heartbeat away from serious injury, loss of life, tragedy. Do you feel like maybe you miscalculated how violent this could have turned?
Well, I want to be clear, and I'm not sure this is true of every city or even for past administrations with our city, but I work with our police chief. But when it's time to come, when it comes down to time to plan and coordinate for a protest and even the potential for violent uprisings, that's the job of a police chief. And I know you've talked to Police Chief Brown earlier today. I didn't actually have time to listen to that interview, but this was a police response. And I'm proud that I rely on our police chief to make police-based decisions when our public safety is on the line, as it was this weekend. So I was in no way directing the police department of when to go in and when not to go in. That's a police decision, and it was done in coordination, as you know, with the National Guard, Utah Highway Patrol, and dozens of other agencies. So I know that our chief and the officers and the other public safety officials around the state were working together, and I support the decisions they made.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, one of the criticisms that you got from the Fraternal Order of Police had to do with the fact that you were on Zoom calls and Zoom press conferences instead of actually being on the streets next to an officer, as the sheriff, Rosie Rivera, was and others were throughout the night. How do you defend kind of staying holed up behind the camera during the protest?
Well, you know, it's funny, even the president of our local police union has advised me to rely on the police detail and the security decisions based on our police department on where I should and shouldn't be. And the number one thing, as Chief Brown has probably told you, is the police made the decisions they did because they don't want to become the focus of the protest, and they know when they go in, they often become that. Putting me out there was not something that any of our police department, I think, was wanting, and they definitely didn't want me down there to distract from the work they needed to do to keep the peace. I think it's a little bit laughable to say that a mayor should have been down there between the guns.
Mayor, I want to ask you this question before we let you go. I spoke with U.S. Attorney John Huber just moments before I jumped on the microphone for the show, and we're going to hear from him in the 10 o'clock hour. But he's going after those folks in the downtown Salt Lake City area who lit that police car on fire, and he is just full board. He's got his sights set on them. What are your feelings about the feds taking over that investigation and prosecuting the folks who caused arsons on the streets of Salt Lake City?
We are absolutely grateful. We're grateful that they're stepping in, and we have some suspicion, and we're working through the investigation that, you know, there are people who came in specifically to cause that kind of harm, that these were not necessarily all our residents or even Utahns who came out to protest, but that people perhaps traveled to, create violence and destruction and enact that with others. So we appreciate them coming in, and that's appropriate that they do so. We want justice to be served. There's a lot of love and passion for our city that was shown in the way people came out and helped clean up yesterday. If you've been on the streets of Salt Lake City, you see that we are recovering and the cleanup efforts are well underway. We don't want to see that ever happen again in our city. We take it very seriously, and we will be prosecuting to the extent that we can locally.
Mayor, final question. Is there racism in the Salt Lake City Police Department? You've said a couple times in your press conferences that there needs to be this systemic racism addressed.
There is systemic racism in almost every facet of this nation, whether it's that you're trying to access capital to start a business, you're trying to access health care, you are trying to get an education, you're trying to even move about and be able to live in different areas of the city. It is baked into the fabric of this nation, and it's time that we start unpacking that. I don't believe that there are racist officers in Salt Lake City Police Department. And I know that we have the systems in place that when people behave inappropriately or make a mistake, that we have ways to do restorative justice, even with our officers. But I don't believe Salt Lake City Police Department is a racist department.